This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the second Saturday conversation with Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus. In this conversation, he talks about football and the latest enrollment numbers at Arkansas State University. I asked him in this interview how the fall semester has been so far.
The fall is so great because the students coming back on campus brings a lot of excitement, a lot of new faculty here, and trying to get back in the swing of things is always nice. The summer is so amorphous, and people, I think, find I miss having students here. I miss having faculty here, and the semester starting again really, it really kind of centers me again, and so it's great to have everyone back. A lot of great things happening. This football season's exciting, and we lost our first game, but we won our second game, and of course we got a big game coming up today that we're excited about against Georgia.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so it's great to be back in the swing of things.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that football game. It wasn't until 4 o'clock last Saturday morning that Coach Anderson decided that he was going to come back and join the team, and players didn't know and all that. Of course, a lot of people have seen the viral 37-second video.
Yes.
Of the reaction of that. Your thoughts on that, when you saw just how that, it seemed like it was just the perfect moment.
It really was. Terry and I talked on Friday that Coach was thinking about coming back, and he and I had been in communication with Coach. I talked to him at least once a day by text message, and our message has always been, come back when you're ready. But on the other hand, we know that Wendy wanted him to go back to work as quickly as he could as well, just because she knows how he is. And so he had to balance that with his family needs and his own personal mourning. And so we had really kind of, I think, wanted to give him as much lead as he could to take care of himself and take care of his family. And I'm really proud of him because I think a lesser person might have felt like, I need to get back to work right away. Like, what'll happen if I'm not there? And I've seen some coaches like not being willing to hand over the reins when they're really sick or some issues going on. He trusted his coaches. He's got a great coaching staff. I've never been around a coaching staff like this before. They're really solid people.
Mm-hmm.
And he trusted them and gave them the team and didn't try to interfere and didn't call in plays in the middle of the last game. And so at some point he felt like that he needed to come back, and this seemed like the good time. And I know it was probably pretty tough, and he was, as you said, 4 o'clock in the morning, he said, I'm going to get up and go. And he flew out commercially and then came and met with the team. And I sat right behind him on the plane on the way back, and I could tell it was a tough moment because this is the coach's wives trip. So all the wives go on the trip. And my wife wasn't there, and Terry Mahajer, who was sitting in front of me as well, his wife wasn't there, and Coach's wife wasn't there. But I was able to watch Coach, and I just know it had to be a tough ride home for him because, Wendy had been there for every game he's ever coached.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she wasn't physically there, I know they communicated a lot. And I just, he and I have chatted, and I just said, this is a new normal now. And so every day will be something different that you're doing for the first time by yourself. And I'm just so proud of him, proud of the team who really kind of carried on without him. But how excited they were when he showed back up. And so I chatted a little bit with one of his players last night, and he said, I didn't even know how to react. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. And then when he came in, I was like, is this really him? And it took a while to react. And then once they realized he was back, not just to say hi, but actually back to coach, I mean, I knew right then the game was over. If I was a gambling guy,
right.
I was in Vegas, I could have put down a lot of money, but I don't gamble, so I missed the opportunity. But I just knew that we were going to, take care of business, and we really did. And I think coach was worried that this would be a distraction, but I think he was right. His sense of timing was good, and his sense of where his players were, that he knew that they could handle this pretty well. And he did it early enough in the day so they weren't kind of set off by this. It was mm-hmm. early enough that they could kind of recover and get back centered again. So
right. And for today's game, there's been something that's been taking place all throughout the week about that the Georgia Bulldog fans are wanting to, they've been doing this hashtag that's called Wear Pink for Wendy, where they're really encouraging their fans to wear pink for the game today. Such a classy move by Georgia.
We saw something similar at the first game after Wendy was diagnosed
right.
against Nebraska. The Nebraska fans did something very similar with the sign out in the stands. And this will be very moving. I know Coach will appreciate that. I think the coaching fraternity is a pretty small club, and everybody knows everybody. I think Coach Smart, while he's not friends with Coach Anderson, at least has met him and is aware of the circumstances. And it's neat to see people put the football competition aside and pay attention to what are really important things. And, you know, Wendy's story is a story of bravery and determinism, but it's also a story about cancer, about how cancer affects not just the people who are suffering, but the families who are oftentimes left behind. And so, the people in Georgia face cancer just like the people in Arkansas, and it's nice that we can come together on that one issue while we're playing, and we'll do everything we can to win that game, but it's nice at least we are united on that one front against the fight against cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Kelly Danfus is joining us here on A-State Connections here on KASU. I know that as going back to how things have been starting off here in this fall semester, you've got some interesting numbers, I think, for us. Kind of tell us about the enrollment numbers.
So enrollment is something we pay a lot of attention to, obviously, because it affects, as we have become more tuition dependent on our budget, the state funding has been relatively flat, a little bit down for the past several years while our expenses has been going up. We're becoming more and more tuition dependent. And so we pay a lot of attention to enrollment. And the enrollment numbers across the country have not been good. There have been some universities that are shut down in the past year because enrollment's so bad. Mm-hmm. And nationally, the numbers are somewhere around 1.7% decrease in college student enrollment. State of Arkansas has particular problems right now with the number of high school students who are not going to college after they graduate. About 5 years ago, it was about 52% went to college. Now it's somewhere around 47%. So we've lost 5% of the college going rate of high school graduates. There are more students graduating from high school, which we're really proud of. I'm glad people are graduating. But for a number of reasons, they're not going to college. The economy is part of that. Having a good economy means lots of jobs out there, and that diverts people from college. Mm-hmm. But there's something else going on. I'm not sure what it is. I think it may be a concern about the cost of education. It may be, there's been a story for a long time about college not being worth it. And there are these individual success stories of people who didn't go to college that were successful. And that kind of plays a factor in this as well. But we were really concerned with some of our early numbers. The number of applicants were flat or a little bit down for this coming year. Mm-hmm. But we ended up being almost flat with our enrollment this year compared to last year. Remember last year we did have a bump up. Fall 17 we were down. Fall 18 we went up a little bit. We're down about 1.2% across the board compared to 1.7% nationally. I think that's pretty good. Every school I've talked to, every school chancellor and president in the state, they're all seeing the same numbers. There seems like everybody's down a little bit. And so being down 1.2% feels like a victory to me in some ways. But my concern is that there's a mix that you have to pay attention to. It's not just the number of students we have, it's the types of students that we have. And that overall number, we have almost 14,000 students here this fall compared to about the same number last year. Mm-hmm. But we have more online students, and we have more students in Mexico, in our Mexico campus, which are part of our numbers. But our on-campus students are going down. And so it's a smaller freshman class, just shy of 1,400 students. And we really were shooting for much higher than that. But that's about where we've been. In fall 17, we had about the same number of students then. But the rest of our students are graduating at a quicker rate, which is fantastic. But the end result is that we have fewer students on campus than we had last year, around 6% fewer than we had the year before. And so we're down compared to where we were before for on-campus students, and about flat overall. Now, the effect on our bottom line is something we're still trying to analyze, because not every student pays the same.
Right.
Some students are paying full out-of-state tuition. Some students are paying in-state tuition, but because they're getting scholarships from us, they're not paying quite as much. So we're still working on the final analysis on the budget. But we feel pretty comfortable where we are in the budget, because we budgeted really conservatively this current year. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think we will see dramatic impacts on our budget like we had the first year I was here, where we had a $4 million hole in our budget because of our enrollment, because we didn't budget as well as we could have, perhaps.
Right.
So I think we'll be in okay shape there. But it's a concern to me that the number of students who are going to college is just going down. It's going down across the country. And so we have to react to that. One of the things we're lucky about is we've got a strong online program, and we have a strong international student program to buttress that. But the problem is with international students is we had a number of students that we admitted that couldn't get a visa. There's some huge issues with getting student visas now. In the past couple of years have been very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really hurt our enrollment numbers for a freshman class, because we typically were having 50 to 100 students, and we ended up only having around 30 students because that's how many could get student visas. So that's affecting us as well. So, but there are really good signs. We're the largest online program in the state, so we offer more online degrees than anybody else, more right. online students. Largest graduate program in the state, so we're bigger than even Fayetteville. A large number of those students are online students, but they're still graduate students. Our ACT score remains high. It's 24 ACT is the average of our incoming class. Average GPA of 3.5, so really good students coming here. But a nugget that I don't want anyone to miss is that we worked really hard to recruit minority students into our freshman class. We wanted to make sure that the minority community was aware of that we welcome them, that we want them to come to our campus to be successful. And we have seen the number of minority students rise really dramatically in the last 2 years. And so the numbers are somewhere around 13% minority students in fall 17 and 20% minority students in fall 19. So that's a huge jump, about 6 percentage points in 2 years. And so our efforts to recruit a more diverse student body have been very successful. So lots of good news mixed with not so great news, but we'll be okay. I'm optimistic. We just hired a new vice chancellor for enrollment management. We have a new director of recruiting. Both those folks have made huge changes to how we recruit students. And we're already recruiting for fall of 2020. And the number of applicants in August was triple the number of applicants we had last August. So we're already way ahead of pace on the number of applicants. Now, turning those into admitted students and into students who show up in the fall are two different hurdles, but those are good indicators of the strength of Arkansas State's brand with students, and we just have to keep working on this.
Fantastic. You know, one of the things that I also know is that going back to the Arkansas State University campus in Querétaro, Mexico, I've seen several students from Querétaro here. I think it's the first year of an exchange program. Yes. That's taking place. Let's talk about that and kind of how you all are solidifying more of those agreements between both campuses.
Well, that's a great point. One of the things we're discovering is that several of their students would like to come up here and take, get the experience of going abroad. We also have, those are mostly engineering students who are coming up here, and we've got a very strong engineering program here, and we've got the infrastructure to teach them. So we have, I think, 10 students here this fall from Querétaro, and this is a straight exchange. So we are building up credits for, they are paying tuition down there and coming up here and taking the classes. Now our students can pay tuition here and go down there and take classes in the future as well. So 10 students in the future from Arkansas State Jonesboro can go down to Querétaro and take classes down there for a semester or for a year, however long they want to do it. It's an incredible opportunity for our international business students, because there's a huge number of international businesses down there, European, American, Japanese or Asian businesses are all conglomerated around there in Querétaro. Something like 1,200 international multinational corporations are located in Querétaro. So we want to build that pipeline so our students can go down there, take classes, do internships with those multinational corporations, and enrich their ability to get jobs when they graduate here from Arkansas State. So we're building that pipeline. Right now the pipeline is for the students to come up here, but eventually the students from here will be going down there.
And it just seems like that kind of opens up a whole world of opportunities for students and for the universities as well.
For our faculty and staff. And
exactly.
So our faculty will be
exactly.
going down there. One of the things we're trying to promote is more study abroad experiences for our faculty to take students we've got a huge program in Japan, and I'll be taking a group of students to Ireland this summer. But Mexico is becoming increasingly important destination for us as well. We can actually take our students down there and our faculty, and we can live on the campus, which is a beautiful campus, and interact with those corporations down there and have an incredible experience learning about Mexican culture, but also, about the discipline of international business. And so there's huge opportunities down there.
So some people may be asking, why Mexico? Why is Mexico so important? Why was Mexico chosen as a place for Arkansas State to be able to go?
We have the happy circumstance of having our own campus there, which is great. But Mexico is an important trade partner for us. You know, they buy a lot of rice from us, for example. So we're a huge rice producing. We're the number one rice producing state in the country. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of rice exports down there. With the new trade agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, the USMC makes Mexico an important trading partner. I think anytime you've got a country like Mexico or Canada that is right next door to you, the more you understand those countries, the better off we can be better neighbors. And even though it's Mexico and it seems like it doesn't seem foreign sometimes because we spend so much, we tend to go there for vacation. So a lot of people go to Cancun or Cozumel and so on. But going to those resort places is different from going to a place like Querétaro and San Miguel and those cities in the center part of this of the country, mm-hmm. that are totally different. They're not Americanized. They are so full of a Mexican culture, which is really important to us. And again, being so close to us is really important. It's really easy to get there. It's really inexpensive. So you can fly from here through Houston or Dallas down to go fly right into Querétaro. You don't have to go to Mexico City for around $500 or $600. That's a really cheap flight compared to going to Europe, which can cost $1,500-$1,600 for a ticket over there. So students can get a study abroad experience relatively inexpensively with an important trade partner and an important academic partner because it's our own campus down there.
Fantastic. And so, yeah. And I know that campus continues to grow and move. And I actually saw, speaking of engineering, I saw recently our engineering dean, Dr. Bhattacharya, go down there. And I could see how you could have kind of this mesh of engineering programs here, working with engineering programs there, maybe in collaborative, projects. And then I could see how that would be just really, really awesome to be able to have something like that happen.
Yeah, and he came back from there really energized because, remember, that's a brand new campus,
right.
Brand new building,
right.
Brand new engineering labs. He said their labs are outfitted like you can't believe. And they're partnering with local with the corporations. Those multinational corporations are coming in, like GM, for example, has a big headquarters down there, and they're actually building labs on our campus now and outfitting our labs. And so he was really excited about sending our students down there and our faculty down there and collaborating with the faculty that are there, because those are our faculty, those are our students, that's our campus. And he's really excited about those opportunities. Dean of Science and Mathematics has the same kind of experience. Our provost went down there with Dr. Bhattacharya, and of course, this is his first time down there, and he was blown away by the opportunity down there. And so it's interesting. I think people have this mysterious understanding about ASU Querétaro. Mm-hmm. But when they go down there and when you see it and you interact with the students, it's really easy to get blown away. One of the students had just gotten back from a summer internship at NASA, and so she's a Mexico ASU CQ student, but she did an internship at NASA in Houston. And I wish more of our students from Jonesboro would get those kind of opportunities. And so it's really interesting to see how that campus is growing. We went to over 500 students there now. So we started the first couple years a little slower, but they had the biggest freshman class ever. And something that's very telling, 90% of their freshmen from last year came back for the sophomore year. That's 90% retention. That's unheard of. If we got to 90%, I'd build a statue of somebody around here because, we did really well. This is the second year in a row that we've eclipsed 75% retention. Our goal is 85%, but 90% is unheard of. And to get all those kids back tells you they were doing something down there that's right.
And we'll put the statue near the new howl that your wife donated. We do appreciate Beth for doing that.
Awesome. I just passed one of our alumni. I was out there taking a selfie by the Wee Howl statue, and it's turned out to be a great picture spot, which is what Beth wanted for people who come to campus, all the student groups that come for tours to take. It's become a great photo opportunity.
It's Arkansas State University's Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphis on A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.